This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The man accused of carrying out a stabbing attack against Satanic Verses author Salman Rushdie has entered a not guilty plea in New York court on charges of attempted murder and assault. An attorney for 24-year-old Hada Mater entered the plea on his behalf during an arraignment hearing. Mater appeared in court on Saturday wearing a black and white jumpsuit and a white face mask. His hands were cuffed in front of him. Mater is accused of attacking Rushdie on Friday as the author was being introduced at a lecture in New York. North Korea on Sunday criticized UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for what he called dangerous words after Guterres called during a visit to Seoul for the complete and verifiable denuclearization of Pyongyang. We get more details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Guterres, who was in South Korea on a two-day visit, expressed his clear commitment to North Korea's denuclearization, calling it a fundamental objective to bring peace, security, and stability to the whole region. His comments came as the U.S. and South Korean officials have repeatedly warned that the North is preparing to carry out what would be its seventh nuclear test. North Korea's vice foreign minister denounced the UN chief, accusing him of showing what he called sympathy to the hostile policy of the United States. North Korea has conducted a record-breaking blitz of weapons tests so far this year, including firing an intercontinental ballistic missile at full range for the first time since 2017. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian officials say Russia's military shelled residential areas across Ukraine. They also say their own fighters have damaged the last working bridges over a river in occupied southern Ukraine, hurting Russia's ability to resupply its military. The mayor of the eastern city of Kramatorsk said a Russian rocket attack killed three people and wounded 13 others Friday night. Further west, a governor reported more Russian shelling of a city in from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Ukrainian military intelligence alleged that Russian troops have shelled the nuclear plant. The Russian Defense Ministry, meanwhile, claimed Saturday its forces had taken control of a village on the outskirts of the eastern city of Donetsk. A gunman opened fire at a bus near Jerusalem's Old City Center early Sunday, wounding eight Israelis in a suspected Palestinian attack that came a week after violence flared up between Israel and militants in Gaza. Two of the victims were in serious condition, including a pregnant woman with abdominal injuries and a man with gunshot wounds to the head and neck, according to Israeli hospitals treating them. The shooting occurred as the bus waited in a parking lot near the Western Wall, which is considered the holiest site where Jews can pray. Israeli police said forces were dispatched to the scene to investigate. Israeli security forces also pushed into the nearby Palestinian neighborhood of Silvan, pursuing the suspected attacker. Laboratory tests following a mass die-off of fish in the Oder River detected high levels of salinity but no mercury poisoning in waters. That's according to Poland's environment minister on Saturday, as the mystery continues as to what killed tons of fish in Central Europe. Anna Moskwa, the Minister of Climate and Environment, said analyses of river samples taken in both Poland and Germany revealed elevated salt levels. Comprehensive toxicology studies are still underway in Poland. She said Poland's state veterinarian authority tested seven species of the dead fish and ruled out mercury in the case of the die-off, but it was still waiting for results of other substances. She said test results from Germany had also not shown a high level of mercury present. Recapping our top story, North Korea on Sunday criticized the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for what it said was the dangerous words after Guterres called during a visit to Seoul for the complete and verifiable denuclearization of Pyongyang. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.